The former director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency testifies before a House panel today. Lawmakers are investigating the government reaction to Hurricane Katrina. After that storm, Michael Brown was first removed from the response and then he resigned, but he has not finished answering questions about it. In a briefing yesterday, Brown said he should have sought help sooner from the Pentagon. He also accused state and local officials of infighting during the disaster.
And in Mississippi, Governor Haley Barbour is calling state lawmakers into a special session this morning to address helping its citizens recover from Katrina. Gambling is a $3 billion business in Mississippi, and deciding how to help the casino industry rebuild is drawing lots of attention. Scott Phillips with Mississippi Public Broadcasting has this report.
Casino gaming has been legal in Mississippi for 15 years now, but it's only allowed on barges along the Mississippi River or the Gulf of Mexico. Prior to Hurricane Katrina's landfall, the 12 casinos along the Gulf Coast were bringing in $500,000 a day in tax revenues, which is why Governor Haley Barbour is asking lawmakers to allow the casinos to rebuild on land, given some portion is still touching water. Casino executives support the idea. Cheryl Teamer is vice president for government relations for Harrah's Entertainment, which owns casinos in Biloxi and Gulfport.
We would welcome the passage of legislation that would allow us to rebuild onshore. And if you look at the predictions from the National Weather Service and other weather agencies, we're moving into what they say is a 20-year period of storms and bad weather in the Gulf. So we want to make sure that when we rebuild it stronger, it's safer and better for our employees, for our customers, and for the people of that community.
The religious community has always opposed gaming in Mississippi. In 1990, the water proposal was an 11th-hour compromise to get the legislation passed. Mississippi Baptist Convention spokesman William Perkins says if casinos are allowed to come off the water, it's only a matter of time before the entire state is fair game.
It's the classic tale of the camel in the tent. First, the camel's nose is under the tent, and then his head is in the tent, and before you know it, the camel's in the tent with you. When you give the gambling political complex in Mississippi an inch, they do take a mile. We just don't understand why they can't abide by the law as it's written now. We wish they would leave, but if they're going to stay, they should follow the law like the rest of us have to.
House Gaming Committee Chairman Bobby Moak says he's listening to casino supporters and opponents. He says based on what he's heard, there's no indication casinos want to move inland.
I'm going to tell you from the industry people I've talked to, they would like to crawl out of the water, but let's just say opening up inland on any county where gaming is legal, no. We offer something on the Gulf Coast and along the Mississippi River they can't offer in Las Vegas, the number one market, and that's a view.
That's
a view,
right,
of the water.
Mississippi is the third largest gaming state behind Nevada and New Jersey. It's estimated that over 14,000 people are employed with the industry on the Gulf Coast. The governor's agenda will also include creating a small business loan program and tax exemptions for qualified disaster assistance. For NPR News, I'm Scott Phillips in Jackson, Mississippi.